episode 135 of
Brutal Battle.
Oodle Bray, Adel Bray.
You left me hanging on that one.
Yeah, Kyle's trying to just sit out on it.
Well, I'm trying to get a little culture for our non-English speaking people.
Okay.
So any of you Pig Latin speakers out there, I've got you covered.
That's good.
I once spent a half a day talking Pig Latin with one of my friends. My brain hurt by the end of the day.
Actually, did you know that Pig Latin is, like, the fastest growing language? That's totally BS, really? But, you know. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I was gonna say, holy crap.
Screw off, I'm joking.
Can't believe I fell for that.
Yeah.
I'm such an idiot now.
I can't believe you did either. Alright, so just to remind people, stick with us for this whole episode, because it'll be the exciting conclusion of Bruise Clues, the game that Kyle Norman created. If you didn't hear the first one, go back to the last episode. Check that out, because that's the first half of it. That's what you need to know. So, go back. Now. And then come back to this. Anyway, first we need to do the hop knowledge.
Again, no hand motions.
I know.
Come on.
Oh, I promised I would. That's right. Okay. Third one, but you got to remind me before I do it.
All right, I will.
Tettnanger hop. Tettnanger gets its name from the Tettnang area of Germany. It's a famous hop. Growing region, apparently, near the southern border, which is all near Lake Bodensee, which also borders Austria and Switzerland. You can see the Tettnanger hop fields from space around Tettnang. That's interesting. This hop variety is grown in other countries, including Switzerland, the United States, and Australia. And hops grown from this area in Germany will likely be marked as Tettnanger. Tettnanger hops are considered a noble variety due to the aroma and cohumulone levels. The alpha acids are 3 to 6%, which is low, quite low, as far as bitterness goes. Traditional hop is a dual-purpose hop and is used for both bitterness and aroma. Closely resembles Saaz hops, which are largely grown in the Czech Republic, and the essential oil makeup is very similar. The result of this, or the flavor for this one, is a highly regarded aroma of the noble character that is spicy yet floral. It's on the low side of the global yield scale, but moderate compared to some other German varieties. It yields between 1,000 and 1,400 pounds per acre, and it's like a medium-sized hop cone as well, so... Alright, German Tettnanger variety is one versatile hop and has shaped character of German pilsners and lagers over centuries. It's also found in many other beer styles from commercial brewers, including Hefeweizen, Pale Ale, Kolsch, Bock, and more. So, let me give some examples. Pyramid Brewing Company's Rollick is an example of one of these.
Never heard of the brewery, never heard of the beer.
As well as The Lost Abbey's Devotion. Which
fancy.
That ties in well to we're doing warm-up beers. And what are our warm-up beers?
Nathan, do you want to talk about yours first?
Sure. I brought, like I always like to do when I show up to a show, is bring a gift. I brought Lil Gruesome. It's a peanut butter jelly stout by Springhouse. They're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or for the people in the know,
Lancaster,
Pennsylvania.
That's where I did my student teaching, and I used to say Lancaster, and they like crucified me for
many Pennsylvanians wondered. Rolling in their graves at the sound of Lancaster.
Unless you're from the West, and then everybody's like, why? It sounds fine to me. Because trust me, that's what they say.
Lancaster.
All right, well, a little gruesome. Let's dig in on this a little bit.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Pretty dark, pretty thick. Swirled around a little bit, sticks to the side of the cup.
Yeah, the big, could be because there's a big gruesome, and that one's just a peanut butter stout.
I'm going to be honest, I don't smell peanut butter in the nose.
I smell jelly.
I smell lots of jelly.
And this has been sitting around for, I'd say, about a year. Maybe a little bit more.
Smell like, what type of jelly?
Grape.
Like, yeah, very grapey.
Mm-hmm.
It just smells like that's like all I smell.
I just smell jelly.
Grape friggin' jelly.
I think the peanut butter kind of falls out of it. I had a sip of it. I don't taste a whole lot of peanut butter. A lot of chocolate, a lot of roast. And you do get a little bit of that grape jelly.
But I get the peanut butter at the very end. Like, very, very end.
And I couldn't decide if that was like roast. Like a roasted peanut
I get more of like the thick mouthfeel.
Yeah, like the proteins that kind of like coat your mouth, like the oils from the peanut butter. Yeah, I get that feeling as well, and I get a little bit of a taste of it on the end. But the jelly is very, very strong, and it's up front.
The jelly is strong in this one.
Yeah. Was that a Star Wars reference?
Yeah. The jelly's strong in this one. It's a pretty good beer, man. I like that. Thanks for bringing it.
No problem.
Say, if you want to give me that, I'll rinse it out before we
get on the second one. I'm good.
You good? All right.
Yep. Because I got some water over here. I'll just rinse it. But
real world situation.
Mm-hmm. Real world situation. Use the... Choose the water you have around you to rinse. You know?
I don't have any water.
Mm.
Of course, that...
Spit!
That last Pilsner that we had is kind of water.
I can also spit in the cup for you.
Oh, sweet.
And that'll work. I know you're into that, too, so...
A little extra love. And we also brought a second warm-up beer today.
Did you want to rinse you guys?
I'll live with it.
That's fine.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so the second warm-up beer. Since Nathan brought one, I felt the need to bring one. This is Track 8 from The Lost Abbey. It is an ale brewed with raisins, aged in bourbon barrels with cinnamon and chilies.
Tettnanger hops.
not that one.
It smells wonderful. We'll see how this little guy is.
Lost Abbey usually does some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
And I will be having warm-up beer to contribute, but that'll be our next episode.
That's
and
one I'm pretty stoked about.
There's a reason that's... The way we're doing it.
I should have been first.
That's definitely bourbon.
I smell raisins and maybe a little bit of butterscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be just from the bourbon and the raisins playing off each other.
I get vanilla.
Yeah.
It's very vanilla-y. It's a little bit of a coffee note in there.
I'm getting a little bit of the cinnamon.
Yeah. A little bit of jelly residue.
there is some cinnamon to it.
Yeah.
There's a little chocolatiness in there. It smells really good. There's a lot going on in the nose.
You do get some of the chili in the taste.
Oh, yeah.
And a little bit of burn there at the end.
Wow.
Just a little, just enough to let you know it's there.
And that's where the cinnamon is, right at the end, too.
Oh, yeah. The cinnamon's very strong in the end.
Yeah.
You don't taste it at all in the beginning or the middle.
No.
It's the end. It just kind of, blasts onto your palate.
It helps mask the heat from the chili a little bit.
Yeah, actually, it does.
I think that's a good observation.
Punched in the face with bourbon right away.
Smart move, Lost Abbey.
Tastes a little coconutty to me for some reason as well.
Yes, now that you say that, it does. I get a little, it does taste that way.
It's a little coconutty. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Huh. It's good though.
Yeah, it's pretty
I like
nice.
This. It's a little boozy. It's a little hot with
coconuts
ABV
at the end.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
It's right here, hidden ingredient.
Chilies.
Coconut at the end.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say
why,
that.
Why would this... I don't know.
I wonder if it's just from the flavors, the way they play, it just makes a coconut...
I think so.
Yeah?
It is coconutty, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really is. This is a good beer. I like it.
Yeah, not bad.
Nice. Fun warm-up beers. We'll keep sipping on these while we do Brews Clues. So I'm ready to go. As a quick recap for everyone... Kyle Norman is ahead with 8 points. I am in second place with 5. And Nathan is bringing up the rear with 2.
Somebody's got to be the caboose.
Yeah, but I cheated. I made the game, so.
That's fine.
Now, another beer.
We don't discourage cheating.
Another beer that uses cinnamon well is Duclaw's Colossus. They use their cinnamon to help mask that 21% ABV, and it helps a lot.
That is a good beer. I think Rebecca needs to try this Track 8. I think she'll go apeshit over it.
I think she's going to like
it. She's going to love it.
Yeah.
Especially with that coconutty finish.
So, second installment of Brews Clues, gentlemen. We're ready for beer number 7.
All right, let's do it.
All right, clue number 1, just a recap, is related to the brewery in one way or another. All right, clue number 1 is small Nissan SUV.
Okay.
Small Nissan SUV.
Understand.
Small I got it.
Nissan
I know.
SUV.
Small Nissan
SUV. I know my cars.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm going to be at a disadvantage because I don't know cars so well.
I'd like to take a guess just to go about it. I'll save it and I'll let you know if my guess is right.
Okay. Gotcha. Clue number 2. Citrus, pine, and bitter. So again, points you in the direction of a certain kind of beer.
Okay.
This is where I might get in trouble because I don't know that brewery's many that brewery's beers have.
This is one of the breweries that I started drinking. Like, when I started drinking craft beers, this is one of my breweries that was an introduction into craft beer for me.
Smell a little Cinnamon Toast Crunch on this still. No, I really do. All
right, ready for number three?
Yeah.
No guesses, right?
No.
All right, clue number three. Not all snow makes good cones.
Oh, what's the name of the beer? It's
Rogue Brewing's Yellow Snow IPA.
Correct.
Yeah, baby.
Not all snow makes good cones.
I couldn't think of the name of the beer. I knew it had to do with... I wasn't sure if it was Yellow Snow or something of different variation.
Correct.
Got it.
Nissan Rogue.
Nissan Rogue.
Nissan Rogue. Yeah.
Okay. My mom has one. That's why I thought of it.
Interesting. All right. That's tough for me to get something like that.
If it was a Prius beer, then you would have got that one.
We do have a Prius.
All right, beer number eight. Clue number one, brewery clue. Lead to gold. Lead to gold.
Okay, got it.
You got it?
I'm going to guess right now.
Are you?
Is it Heady Topper?
It is Heady Topper, correct.
Come on.
Alchemist Parlin.
3 points to Nathan Kalasnik. Well done.
That's good. That gets you within one.
Yes.
Of me.
Wow. All right, so the...
You didn't think about that quick?
Well, no, I was trying to think what it meant to the periodic table.
You were thinking way too in depth.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like all of these are really in depth, you know?
So it's
like,
gotta get in his head.
Damn.
Kyle's not that deep.
No, hell no.
I was kind of wondering at the beginning of this game if the Alchemist would come up.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah. Of course it's got to. It's a great beer.
Yeah.
All right, so the clue number two was Orgasmic, Heaven, Citrus. Kelly says yucky.
Oh, no. You know,
Kelly hated that beer. And then the third clue was for the beer itself. Hops are mind-blowing.
Oh. Because
the little guy has the...
Yeah, the can label has a guy's head being blown off with hops coming out.
Your other clue could have been, I drank it within 2 minutes of having it in my hand.
I don't think I've ever seen Rebecca's jaw drop so quick as the night I did that. When they came down to the beach... When we were down there, Rebecca and Carlin came down. Actually, Nathan, you guys came down too.
Yeah, I was there.
And he brought me a Heady Topper, and it was ice cold. And he gave it to me, and Rebecca turned around to talk to Kel, and she just hears, ka-shh! She turns back around with this, like, wide eyes and this jaw drop. She's like, did you just open that?
She thought you would have saved it.
I didn't want to save it. I wanted to drink it there.
Which I will remind you, that was a gift from Adam Miller, who's been on the show before.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Adam. That was a fantastic beer.
Adam Miller making dreams come true.
Although he has... That beer gave me the shakes, because now I've been craving it ever since.
It's like crack, man.
I've got the Alchemist patch that I wear on a daily basis.
As you should.
Keep the shakes down.
As you should.
All right, beer number nine. This one's a little tricky.
The other ones haven't been?
A little less well-known.
Okay.
But I think the clues will hopefully help. All right. Clue number one. Metalworking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be a couple different
things. Yeah, it could be some bunch of stuff.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But one brewery in particular may or may not be a favorite, or may not be a friend of the one of you two.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be cryptic and still give away stuff. Anyway, number two, flavor profile. Hazelnut, anise, and cocoa. Hazelnut, anise, and cocoa. Hazelnut's kind of a weird one.
Anise?
So
Hazelnut is weird.
Let me check my notes.
Anise?
No, it's anise. It's definitely anise. Yeah. I've never licked anise, so I don't really know what that tastes like. Of course it can't taste any worse than anise. I'm not going to be...
Oh, you don't like... I don't like that.
Black licorice.
Yeah, I'm typically not a fan, but for some reason it tastes fine in beer. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Nathan and coffee. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You know, gotcha. Loves coffee and beer, but otherwise, no.
All right, so still no guesses for beer number nine.
I mean, Okay, I'll guess Ninkasi Brewing's Otis.
Incorrect, sir.
Okay. Damn it.
Nathan?
Nope, I'm not going to... Carlin has a better beer knowledge than me, so I'm not going to tip off anything.
All right, number three. This is to the beer. David Bowie or Ziggy Stardust's Space Odyssey. If you gentlemen ever heard that song before. You never heard David Bowie's Space Odyssey? Mm-hmm. Little Ziggy Stardust for you? Really?
Yeah, I've not heard it in its entirety. Oh, so I do like David Bowie, but I haven't heard all his stuff. That's a problem.
That gets rid of the clue altogether.
Yeah, exactly. It's everything's out the window.
Points to Kyle.
Damn, I thought...
I can guess something else.
I thought for sure... Well, I mean, think about the clue. Hazelnut? Space Odyssey. David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. You might as well throw something out, because it's the last clue. You're not going to get any more.
Metal. See, my only... With metalwork, I think it'd be a Pipeworks beer.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting.
But I don't know many Pipeworks brews, so that's where... I didn't want to tip that off. Now Carlin might actually be able to think of something.
Yeah, actually, that did make me think of something. But I don't know if it'll be right.
It's just... Just throw it out, man. I can talk you through it a little bit more if you'd like. Because I think I'm far enough ahead I can take off some points.
No.
Are you sure?
You'll probably get it. The Pipeworks idea is an interesting idea.
A good idea.
It's
not a good idea.
My other thing I was going to say is Ninkasi Brewing Slayer.
Oh, so close, but so far away. So close. Hopefully there's somebody out there going, I love David Bowie. I can't believe you didn't get the lyrics.
Yeah, no.
Nathan?
Nothing.
Nope, before I get nothing.
In the song, he says, ground control to Major Tom.
Okay.
Ninkasi Brewing's ground control.
Oh, shit.
How did you not get
that? That's terrible. Yeah,
I thought for sure you'd get it. Because that's what you even talked about it on your Saver episode.
I did. But it's been a while since I had that beer, and I just, I wasn't. And I know those lyrics, actually, from it, because I have heard that.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
I should have had that. I had the brewery. I knew when you said metalwork.
Yeah.
As soon as you said metalwork, I was like, I bet it's Ninkasi, because you were very interested when I told you that they did metalwork at their brewery.
I want to go there just to see the metal shop.
I actually couldn't get in that day because it wasn't open. Yeah. They weren't doing any metalwork then, but if we go out again... Probably check that out.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That would be awesome. I like metalworking. I think it's definitely a cool art form.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, all right,
next
beer number 10. Brewery clue. The clue is win.
Okay.
Win. That's all you get.
W-I-N.
W-I-N. Win.
Hmm.
So, again, I can kind of lead you if you want.
Win.
Nothing? No guesses? No clues?
No, not at all.
Say you're over there scratching the beard, so...
No, I'm scratching the beard, but I don't think anything's happening because of that.
Alright, clue number two. Yeah, you guys both have beards. I'm kind of jealous.
Grow it out, man. Come on.
I can't.
Why not?
Like a Joe Dirt beard?
Yeah, it's worse. I get a reverse Hitler stash. Like, well, I get a little bit at the sides of my mouth and then nothing in the middle.
I can't do a mustache either. That's why I just do the beard.
But I can't do the beard either.
Just do whatever. I mean, have you ever seen hockey players during November?
Yeah.
When they do Movember?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them, it looks horrible, but they do it anyway.
Better than mine.
The Sharks player, he has a long, scraggly beard. Is it like
Burns.
Yeah.
He looks like a caveman.
Yeah. It looks gross.
Like, okay,
you're talking like Brett Kiesel type beard from the Steelers?
Huge.
Well, it's scraggly. It's not like thick. It's just like scraggly.
It looks gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. In their defense, I'm older than most of those hockey players. So. But, all right. Beer number 10. Win.
Win.
Okay. Taste notes. Herbal, yeast, banana, and bubble gum. Again, some of these should be leading you towards a specific style.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Definitely style-wise. I know where you're coming from.
If you could just figure out the brewery. I think the next clue will probably give it away. Any guesses before I give the next clue?
Well, I'm trying to run over all the breweries that have beers like that, and it's like a crap ton.
Yeah, yeah. But the brewery clue is what should help you direct and funnel to one specific brewery.
You would think. Yeah. You specifically would think.
All right. No guesses then?
No.
Right. I can't.
The specific beer, hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil.
Oh, Victory Brewing's Golden Monkey.
Bingo.
Damn.
You got it.
Win, Victory.
Victory, yeah.
Win.
Victory, win.
Like I said, you got to get into my twisted little head.
Yeah.
Figure out what I was thinking when I made it.
It's a good beer. As far as Belgians go, as far as U.S. brewed Belgians go, that's a nice one.
Yeah, Victory, again, one of those beers that I started drinking when I turned 21. Thank you, Victory. You helped pave the way for my craft beer obsession. All right, beer number 11. Brewery clue number 1. The California flag.
Okay.
California flag.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Bear Republic's Racer 5.
Incorrect, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nathan, did you care to guess there, sir? Throw one out?
Nope, I'm going to wait.
Going to wait?
Oh, I can't think of... If it's not that one, I'm not sure what it could be.
All right, 2. It's a bastardized Scotch ale, is how they describe it on their website. Bastardized Scotch ale.
Okay, well, would this be Stone Brewing's Arrogant Bastard?
No.
Because I didn't... I don't know.
That would be an IPA.
Oh, yeah.
The bastard means nothing. It's just...
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's what they're describing. I just locked into the bastard thing. No, yeah. Got nothing for you.
It's kind of like a Scotch ale.
Bastardized Scotch ale.
That's how they describe it on their website.
Huh.
Sorry. I've never had it, so I can't speak for it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
No guesses?
Nah.
All right, third clue. Dog penis.
Oh, Bear Republic's Red Rocket.
Yes. Bear Republic's Red Rocket. Correct.
Why do I know dog penis references?
I don't know.
Because you're a South Park fan.
I don't know.
You and the dog penis references.
Yeah, it was a little awkward when you brought up dog penises at lunch today with the family.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, there was little kids there, for God's sakes, man.
Hank, you get things in your mind and you just got to let them out sometimes.
Yeah. Hobbies, everyone has them.
Yeah. Does anybody else think of the South Park episode where they're like jerking off the dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
Red Rocket,
oh, yeah,
Red Rocket,
yeah,
Red
Rocket. Definitely. I mean, when you say, does anyone think about that, I've thought about it in the sense of when you said that, but it sounded like you were saying like any time really to people... continually think about that. I don't continually, but...
No. And it's not often that you get to say the words dog penis in conversation and have it mean something.
We're on a podcast.
I might be the first. Who knows?
That's possible.
All right. Beer number 12. The last and final beer.
Let's
do it. Come on. Lay it out. All
right. The first clue. The Lena.
The what?
The Lena. L-E-N-A. Ooh.
The
Lena. It's the name of something.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Yeah.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Okay.
The Lena.
The Nina and the Santa Maria.
Yeah, that's the Nina, the Pinton. Yeah.
Okay. The Lena. Nope, I got nothing on this.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Number 2. Wine, cherries, and sour. Again,
wine,
somewhere.
Cherries,
and sour. Yeah.
Hmm.
And like I said, I most of these beers, at least one of you guys have had. Which gives the advantage to the person who's had it, but I'm not saying which one. Maybe both of you. Who knows?
Have had it?
Yes.
For real?
For real. Actually, I think I've had this one, too.
Really?
And I think you're the one that gave it to me.
Oh, well, that's...
I
can't remember what beers I give people.
That's
the problem.
It's a little hard. Okay.
Wine,
the third
cherries,
one.
And sour.
Yeah. Huh. The third one. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. It's the definition of a word.
what's the word? The action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. So it'd be like, what's that little Oliver movie? Please, sir, may I have some more?
Yeah.
That act of him begging, because he was very earnest and very humble, has a term associated with it.
I'm sure it does.
What is the term associated with it?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Right. Let me give you a hint for the Lena, then.
Yeah, that's so mystifying to me.
It's on another continent, and it is some sort of body of water that may or may not flow. That float. What's a body of water that flows?
Rivers.
So,
another continent.
I know it.
I've given all three clues.
I'm gonna let Nathan
let it sink in.
Go ahead.
It's
you're taking too long.
It's Russian River, the D one.
Nope, Russian River Brewing's Supplication.
Bingo.
I was thinking Damnation.
Yeah, not Damnation. Russian River's Supplication.
Yep, all Supplication. That's it's their sour aged in Pinot Noir barrels with cherries.
Yep.
Actually. That's good. It's a good one.
That was my first thought, like in the very beginning, was Russian River.
Oh, really?
With the sour cherries, I assumed we were going to go Russian River. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're talking sours, I'm probably either going to go Russian River, or I'm going to go the brewery, one of the two.
Yeah.
The Lena has nothing to do with the brewery. But if you don't know what the Lena is, and I tried to get, it's like the largest river in Russia. Or
I had an intro to Russia class. You think I'd know that?
Yeah. You totally dropped the ball. You should have had that. You definitely should have had that.
Yeah, teacher would be very disappointed in me.
Hopefully they don't listen to this then.
Hopefully they do.
You never know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they give you some reviews on iTunes.
So not only do they not hear, do they hear you not recognizing what you should from the class, but they hear you talking about dog penises.
Yeah.
So that's a double whammy.
Yeah. Double whammy.
Yeah. All right, so here's my plug.
That's the end.
If I may.
Okay.
If your listeners like the game,
mm-hmm.
please let Carlin know. Mm-hmm. Please let Rebecca know. If there's a beer that you'd like me to do on the game, let send an email to Rebecca, to Brutal Battle, and put Attention Rebecca in it.
BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you freaking hated the game, let me know that too, and I'll try to go back to Beer Me Bro or something.
Any input is good input. Yeah.
Or, I'll try to think of a third game.
Yeah.
I'll try to do something
else.
You just
keep going. So Kyle, you were the winner with an overall of 12.
Yeah.
I was runner-up with an overall of 8, and Nathan, not far behind me, with 6.
Yeah.
So, pretty respectable, all of us. But you're the winner, Kyle, so take your winnings, your old stock, your Wunderkind, well, you take that back, and the Grand Teton Vintage 2014.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's all you, man. It's all you.
Gotta enjoy this.
And we're all about to win, hopefully, when we do mystery beers, which are sitting right in front of us.
Let's dig into some of these bad boys. We were smelling A and looking at A earlier, and A has very light head, kind of copperish color.
Yep.
Hops!
From what we can tell. But the smell is definitely hoppy.
Yeah, it's got a nice...
nice resin smell to it.
Yeah, a little resinous, a little bit of a pine note to it, but a good amount of citrus on top of that.
Definitely more citrus.
Kind of smells like something I've had recently, actually.
It's a little bit of a blood orange type nose to it. That's specific citrus.
I'm not 100% sure what a blood orange smells like because I've never eaten one.
A little grapefruit in there as well.
It's definitely more on the citrusy and fruity side.
A little grassiness on there as well. Smells good. Smells really good.
Dig in. Give her a shot and see what you think there, sirs. Uh-oh. That was a funny look.
Is
that funny look or a bad funny look?
What is that?
There's an interesting vegetal note to it going along with the citrus.
What is it? I don't know what that is. If you mention it, it'll probably click.
Pine.
I think it's just pine.
Like actual pine. Like, not like...
Like Douglas fir? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah. Like pine needles, basically. I have a theory on what this could be.
I'll be honest with you.
I have a theory on what this beer could be.
If there was ever a tree that I was going to put into my beer, there's a tree...
Douglas fir.
No. Concolor fir. Do you know what a concolor fir is?
No.
It's actually the tree that Kelly and I get for Christmas every year. Mm-hmm. It's a pine tree, but it smells like oranges.
Really?
Yeah, and supposedly...
That's amazing.
Supposedly you can eat pine trees and they have more...
oranges on it?
No. But supposedly, like, you can eat pine trees and they'll give you more vitamin C than eating an orange. But these ones, like, when you break the needles, they smell like orange. They smell phenomenal.
Hmm.
So if I was ever going to put a pine tree into a beer, it'd be a concolor fir.
Yeah. This is really interesting because I feel like there's actual, like, pine sap in it. Or pine needles.
Yes,
like,
I would agree with that.
Legitimate, like...
What are your thoughts
on pine tree?
What are your thoughts on cedar?
I could see like there's a woody characteristic coming through in that.
Have you ever had a cedar aged beer?
Yes.
They're
a few.
They're kind of different. This one doesn't smell like cedar, but I'm getting, like you say, that woody flavor.
There is a woody aspect going along with the pine, but there's also a really nice citrusy kick on top of it, and I feel like that sounds like they would be kind of weird. You know?
But it works well.
It actually works quite well, and I feel like they just, like, fold into one another, the flavors. And it's kind of sweet because of that pine aspect, but it's not too sweet.
Yeah, I enjoy that beer.
So that has me intrigued.
So the bitterness that's also in there, I think, is just fleeting because that sweetness is kind of keeping it in check.
It's got a good malt background to it.
It's good.
Yeah. All right, what do you think? Should we start on letter B here?
Oh, I'm happy with A.
I'll be honest with you. I almost said number B. I don't know.
Wouldn't have been the first time. Not with you specifically, but anyone in general.
So B, it's a darker brown, more of like a...
Old stock color.
Yeah, more of an old stock color, yeah.
There's a coffee note to it.
Yeah.
Looks, or if you're not familiar with old stock, it's like a strong ale color.
Yeah. Like a Belgian strong.
Are you talking about the beer that I just won?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Not everybody's had old stock, so it's a strong ale, so that's something other people have had, a strong ale. So that's
Smells caramelly.
Yeah,
there's a lot of caramelly aspect to it. I smell a little bit of a hoppiness coming off, more of a pine hoppiness. A little bit in there.
I don't get any hops out of that.
Roasty coffee going on in there.
I'm not sure if the coffee's from this beer or if it's from
Tiramisu.
From that Tiramisu that we got
some residue.
I think the coffee's actually in there.
Is it
because it's not like extremely pronounced, but
we'll find out.
It's good.
Butterscotch, vanilla.
I'm getting a little
caramel.
Yeah, I get a little bubblegum as well. I guess slight bubblegum note. Slight.
Yeah, maybe. What do you think on the taste there, sir?
You get the caramel.
Yeah,
you get
definitely.
a little bit of that butterscotchy.
Mm-hmm. Caramel and butterscotch are similar, but definitely different.
Yeah.
I get vanilla. Get some vanilla aspects. I get a little bit of that coffee roast in there, but it's not as much as I would have thought from the smell.
I don't really get any. Well, maybe. Yeah, a little bit of coffee.
Brown sugar.
There on the end.
A little brown sugary. It's a little boozy. A little bitter and alcoholic.
A little strong. Yeah.
For me, the taste kind of disappears like halfway through. You get a lot of flavor in the front, and then it all just kind of goes away.
I think that's a fair assessment. It's flavorful, and then all of a sudden it's nothing.
Yeah.
The vanilla I get on it reminds me of like vanilla extract. Have you ever tasted just like vanilla extract? Like it's got
totally.
That alcohol-y flavor.
Yes, I agree with that. I think the bitterness and the alcohol aspect with that bit of vanilla to it definitely is like actual vanilla extract.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of like a lingering bitterness. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Just kind of sitting back here now that I'm just hanging out. It does still kind of have like a lingering bitterness aspect to it.
Yeah. That's a solid beer.
Mm, not bad.
Not great. I think I like A a lot more.
Yeah.
Let's go back to A.
If they could make B's flavor stretch out through the entire, like, sip and swallow.
With B, I'd like it a little sweeter.
I'd
like to take a little bit of the alcohol away, a little bit of the bitter away, and just add a little more malt and make it just a bit sweeter, a bit thicker. And Then they could take that and barrel age that bad boy. And
oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Cool. That could be really nice.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that. Definitely.
Going back to A, you get a lot more of that, like, spruce and fresh pine.
Pininess.
It's like drinking a Christmas wreath.
You said you had an idea what A is. What do you think it is?
I think it is... I've never had it before, but with the flavor, it was the first thing that came to mind because I know it's out there. It was Dogfish Head's Pennsylvania Tuxedo, because I know it's with actual pine needles.
I've been wanting to try that, too.
As have I. And I feel like that was, like, legitimate pine flavor. And so that's where my mind immediately went, because I'm like, well, what beer has actual pine? And I'm like, oh, well, the Pennsylvania Tuxedo, and I've not had it, so maybe that's what that is.
I'm a fan of pine.
Yeah,
I like the citrus, and I like citrus a little more. But I checked in a beer the other day. It was actually, I think, Pine Drops from Deschutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I checked it into my Untappd, and my buddy from Texas, I commented on it and said, you know, I like this beer, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of pine. I'd actually like more pine to come out of it. And he wrote a comment below. He wrote, you want more pine, .. And then more in, like, all capitals, because he couldn't believe I wanted more pine out of a
pine
beer.
Pine Drops would be the pine equivalent of Fresh Squeezed.
Yeah.
Fresh Squeezed is a very citrusy, fruity, hopped, and then Pine Drops would be like the exact opposite. Very fresh, but the piney side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Two very good beers.
So
yeah, these are both solid beers, man.
Yeah. Do you guys know where you want to go with these?
Somewhat.
I think so.
Little... okay. I know.
Try B again.
I know. I can take the lead on it. A, I'm going to give a 5. I like it quite a bit. I think A is real good. 5 is good for me. And on B, I want to do a 3. So, 3.
Yeah. On A, I'm going to go 6 because that coffee beer, that tiramisu, I liked it. I like this one as well as I like that beer.
Okay. Legitimate.
I'm going to go 6 on this one just because, again, I'm a fan of pine. I'm a fan of IPAs. It doesn't get that real bitter aftertaste like you get on some of the ones that have a lot of pine in them.
Yeah.
I gave you guys a Shape of Hops to Come.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little
by the Chamonix Creek.
Yeah. It's a good beer.
It is good.
It's one of those ones that's just knock you on your ass. You know,
hoppy as hell. Yeah.
But it's more pine than citrus. And that's kind of what I like about it.
Good.
So I'm going to go 6 on A.
And
I like,
do you know what you
lot.
Want to do with B right now?
I do, actually.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go 6 and 4.
4.
So I'm going to go 4 on B. All
right.
Just because I'd like a little less alcohol, a little more body, a little more sweetness to it.
Nathan,
I'm actually matching what Kyle said. I think A is very good. And I think it's a very easy drinker, assuming it is an IPA, that it doesn't have any of that lingering bitterness or slap-you-in-the-face bitterness. That's one you can easily sit back and relax and drink. You don't have to put too much thought into it. And I think it's very well done. And then with B, I'm going to go 4 because, like I had said before, like the flavor just kind of disappears like halfway through. And if they were able to stretch it out, I think it'd be a little bit better. And add a little bit of sweetness in it, I think, would be nice for it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the alcohol content on it's fine. I like bigger beers.
Yeah. Well, obviously, A is the winner of the episode with an overall.
What did you give B? I missed it. I'm sorry.
3. You I gave it 3. Okay. Yeah. So A is the winner overall, 5.67, and B loser, 3.67.
Which is still pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and reveal B first as the loser. Overall, 3.67 is 20-year Storm Imperial Extra Special Bitter aged in bourbon barrels.
Extra Special Bitter?
By Heavy Seas Brewing.
Interesting.
Bourbon? Did you get bourbon on that?
No.
Maybe just the higher alcohol content would be the...
I bet that's where we're getting the vanilla from. Because a lot of times that's where they get imitation vanilla from. And vanilla extract, they get it from wood.
I really don't get bourbon flavor, though.
No,
I really don't.
Maybe just more of the alcohol from it.
I don't know. The bourbon characteristics fail on that beer, in my opinion.
The Lost Abbey did bourbon better.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, a lot better. Okay, well, let's find out what the... still, well, I should say still solid beer, though. That that.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what it is because I want to get some.
Oh, did I say the ABV on that?
No,
I didn't.
No.
The ABV on the 20-year storm is 10%. So that's why it is kind of boozy. Yeah. All right, the winner, overall 5.67, is... It is the Pennsylvania Tuxedo.
Well done, Carlin. Well done.
By Dogfish Head Brewing. It's a pale ale brewed with Pennsylvania spruce tips.
Nice.
Spruce tips, I was wrong. Not pine, spruce tips. Well, you said it, Mason.
Spruce is a
pine. Oh, okay, well, then that pine, just shows how dumb I am when it comes to trees.
All spruce is pine, but not all pine is spruce.
Okay.
It's one of those triangles, a square, but a square is not a triangle sort of thing.
Rectangle.
Yeah.
8.5% ABV.
Is that...
What? 8.5. You could have told me and that I said
it was an easy drinker.
Wow. You could have told me that was 6.
Well, usually Dogfish Head, their stuff is usually higher, but normally you can taste that it's higher.
Yeah, right.
Wow, this one, that pine must have masked that alcohol pretty well.
Now,
definitely.
I saw that Golden Krust got the Pennsylvania Tuxedo, and I didn't really have that much of an interest in it because I typically don't like more of the pine forward beer, so I was very on the fence about trying it, but trying it blind, I want to pick some up.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's
actually really good.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
No, it's really good. Like you said, you know, there's definitely a lot of flavor to it, but it's also very easy drinking, and there's no way you would know it's 8.5%.
No.
Until you had enough of it to know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're feeling it. But wow, I mean, that's good.
I mean, it all makes sense coming from Dogfish Head.
Oh yeah,
they do. Mm-hmm. They usually do pretty solid stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this was a good time. We'll keep sipping on this little gruesome warm up beer. We'll keep sipping on the Track 8. And Kyle, you're gonna have fun packing away your prize beers from the Brews Clues, and then we're gonna have another warm up beer for the next episode, which will be our final episode in this stint of recording, and it'll be a nice special warm-up beer, and we'll have to figure out what topic we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Because we don't have one.
Rockets.
We have Red Rockets. There you go. Nathan says Red Rockets, so maybe that's what it'll be. But everybody, thank you for listening. You guys, thanks for being on, and everyone, please remember to
keep it brutal.
Keep it K. Oodle Gray.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.